the New podcast with James Don and Mikey Q. It's that new.
Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from.
Is Brooklyn in here?
Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from.
Is Brooklyn in here tonight?
Yo. What's going on?
Yo, it's Gucci, brother.
Yo, it's Mikey Q, James Don. It's the new podcast we're doing live for the first time, so you can actually see us, you know what I'm saying? So many years, so many months of, you know, audio content, and you guys didn't actually get to see us and see our true reaction, so shout outs to y'all. Mm-hmm. You know, if you have anything to say, please leave it in the comments, because we will be looking at those comments throughout this show. Man. James Don, quarantine life, man.
Yo, man.
How's everything been for you?
Hanging in there, man. Just making the best of it. Maintaining. Just trying to stack this paper.
No, that's a fact. That's a fact. I've been doing the same thing. Okay. I've been trying to, you know, avoid being out in the world.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I mean, it's difficult. You got to go out and, you know, go to the store and do, you know, everyday needs, you know, cater to your everyday needs. So, sometimes it's difficult, but, listen, you can't live in fear. That's how I look at this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But you also need to be smart about what you're doing. You know, if you can stay home and you don't have a reason to be out, stay home.
Right.
You know, and in the midst of everybody staying home, the internet's been going crazy. I mean, I say this all the time. Creators are going to create, right? And boy, have they been creating.
Yeah.
but before we get to that, you know, how's everything going, you know, personally with you? Is everything all right? Anything good?
Everything is good, man. Like you said, just trying to stay in the crib as much as possible other than necessity runs.
Right.
Making sure my daughter is good. She's doing good.
She's doing good? That's what's up.
Everybody at home listening, she's doing good. That's it, man. Just making sure that she's good. Making sure that me and my girl is good.
Right.
My family outside of that. That's it.
Nah, I feel you, and I'm glad to hear that everybody's good, man. Well, first off, I want to say our condolences to the family of Fred the Godson.
Yes.
You were a fan of Fred the Godson, right?
Big fan. Yeah.
So, could you just speak to that a little bit?
Definitely. That hit me really hard when I heard that news yesterday. I don't know when this is gonna come out, but it hit me hard when I heard that news. Because I remember when he first came out, I remember driving down the Van Wyck Expressway, and they playing him on Hot 97. It was that first track that I heard from him.
What was it, Monique's Room?
Nah, this was I'm Too Fat, I'm a Bad Boy. They sampled the Biggie.
Oh, okay. All right.
That was, and I remember from then, I was like, okay, like, I guess he was going to be, like, the next, you know, I don't want to say, like, next big, but, like, he was, like, he gave you that vibe.
Yeah.
And he put me in the mind of people that I grew up in my era, that, you know, with the bars and the metaphors and everything, and just a really talented dude, man. And like I said, it hit me hard when I heard that, so condolences to his family.
Definitely. I first heard him with Monique's Room. When I heard it, I was like, I didn't really know too much about Fred the Godson. Mm-hmm. But I heard Monique's Room and I was like, wow, he's really talented, you know. And then from Monique's Room, you know, I heard freestyles, and then I think I heard a whole tape from him. Man, what was the tape? Do you remember the tape that?
Armageddon.
Armageddon is probably what it was. Yeah. And I'm like, yo, he's nice. You know what I'm saying? So, man, it's just a rough situation. And, you know, I want to apologize on this platform to James Don, because James Don was telling you guys to, you know, be safe and to wash your hands and, you know, all of this a few months ago on the podcast.
Yo,
and I laughed at him. So, but I'm a man, right? And I'm man enough to admit, yo, I was wrong. Like, this is serious. You know, I shouldn't have, it wasn't a laughing matter. You know, at the time it was. We didn't know how serious it was. Word. You know, we didn't know how serious it was. Or maybe you did, but. yeah, just prayers to his family, man.
Definitely, man.
So, during this quarantine, right? Tory Lanez has had quarantine radio going crazy. You know, shout out to Meg Thee Stallion. She was on there recently. You know, some positive stuffs, right? There's been a lot of like beat battles going on out there, producer battles, songwriters battles. One of my favorite ones was Lil Jon versus T-Pain, just because I'm a fan of both of them, right? And that was like my era, you know. So I liked it a lot. I liked Scott Storch versus Manny Fresh. I liked RZA versus Preem. You know, there's been a lot. I think Dream did one against Sean Garrett. I didn't watch that one, but both talented individuals.
Yeah, that's cool.
You know, have you been following it at all, or?
I haven't really indulged in any of like the battles, but I've seen what's been going on. I've been watching from like afar. Seeing like the battles that have been presented, but I haven't watched them.
Okay. So there's been a lot of battles, right? But the battle that a lot of people are talking about right now is 50 Cent versus Ja Rule.
Yeah.
But there's people that are saying that Ja Rule's gonna get like washed. Like he's gonna get like demolished. Like 50's gonna bully him all around the ring. I don't know if that's true.
It's a lot of haters, bro. Like it's a lot of haters on Ja Rule's side. And it's like it's always been like that.
But why?
I don't know. I guess because when like 50 first came out, he was the new guy on the block, and like he had like the gusto, I guess. And Ja was kind of more of like, you know, he was known at that point at least for like the hits for like the ladies and stuff like that.
Yeah, but then 50 went and did the same thing.
He did the same thing, but it's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know, man. Like, I think I'll put it to you like this. Like, I don't know if I'm going to go that far.
What? You was about to say something wild just now?
I was going
to
say something crazy, but I don't know, man. Like, I don't know how the fans are going to take it. Especially because I'm from Southside. Shout out to 50.
Shout out to 50.
First and foremost.
Every show still didn't watch Power. Anyway.
You know, it's funny. I was listening to the last podcast on the way here, too.
You should, and just like everybody else, should go and listen to all the past podcasts on Spotify and on Apple and anywhere that you could find podcasts. But please continue.
I'll say it like this: like I got to be in a close battle.
Okay,
I'll say that.
All right. It's not a landslide.
I'm not gonna say it's a landslide because I fucks with 52. All jokes aside. And but Ja got some shit, bro. Like if you like really look back, like he got some shit. Like
I know.
He's not like a lot of niggas just try and play him off like he just like some little nigga or some shit. Like I don't know.
Yeah, I but that's because of the image. I think it had to do with 50 destroying his credibility.
Yeah.
I feel like that's what really
he broke him down.
Right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Him and the feds, but that's a whole nother story. but yeah, I mean, I think the reason that everybody is so quick to say that 50 would kill Ja Rule in a hit for hit battle is just because it's cool to make fun of Ja Rule.
Yeah, it's
you
like,
know,
it's just the norm. Like,
yeah, like it's funny to make fun of Ja Rule. Mm-hmm. And it's like, fam, y'all sleep like early 2000s and late 90s, early 2000s was all Ja. Like, and if you think about it, that was 50 style.
Yeah.
He made fun of him and then did his style.
Yeah, facts.
He did it.
Facts.
I'm talking to you, the person that doesn't believe that Ja Rule could stand a battle with 50 Cent. You know?
Yeah, I gotta stop sleeping on Ja.
They gotta relax, man. They gotta relax. The people are crazy. All right. So, from 50, right, and Ja Rule, to Jim Jones and French Montana squashed their beef on IG Live. Now, we spoke about your respect and being a fan of Jim Jones and, you know, Dipset in general, you know, in the past. So, for you, what does this mean?
For me, and I gotta be honest, like, I'm not 100% On everything that went down between why they started beefing.
Okay.
Oh, that's crazy. I'm looking at this video right now.
We're watching the RZA Preem producer battle that they played on Hot 97 as we record.
Yeah, as we were recording. But as far as, you know, of course, like being a Jim Jones fan, it was hard for me to rock like with both of them at the same time because I fucks with French Montana.
And, yeah.
French Montana, especially more so French Montana with the Max B and everything era, like more so that, because like I was thinking the other day, like French Montana kind of fell off to me in a sense. But I guess that's for another day.
Okay, yeah, you could talk about it. we got time. You know, you could talk about it. How do you feel he fell off?
Just like, I mean, not fell off like commercially. Probably yeah. He didn't fall off. Or maybe he did a little bit.
I think he has. Yeah.
Yeah. From that last joint that he had with Son. You know what I'm talking about?
You talking about the Unforgettable record?
Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna get another one of those.
He's not gonna get one of those. But I'm saying like he went up like when he did that.
Yeah, it was Sway Lee record by the way. But
yeah, that was more his shit.
It's Sway Lee record, and then French said, "Oh, I like that." Yeah. Let me get that
steak sauce on it.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
but
a fact.
But that's what I'm getting. Like I fucks with steak sauce French Montana, like the mac and cheese like French Montana. Like,
yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mixtape French.
Yeah, like he fell off from that.
Frenchy Coke Wave
that I fucks with like hard. But getting back into him, you know, squashing everything with Jim Jones. That's big for hip hop, man. Even when like I think I watched the video like a week or two ago when Max. Be talking, he wasn't even talking highly of Jim Jones, but he was saying, like, you know, he wished things would have went a different way.
Right.
Niggas doing grown man shit, man.
Like, it's about time, though.
You know, these guys are, like, 40 years old and shit, like, know what I mean? So, to be still beefing about something, like, we think about it, when they was into their beef, like, in the mid to early 2000s, like, these niggas was in their, like, mid to late 20s, so their bravado or whatever it was, I guess, up there. But now, he's 40 years old. It's like, yo, let that shit go, get money, or whatever.
But I mean, you say let it go, but you got people like 50 and Ja Rule that's almost 50, that's over, no pun intended, that's still beefing, you know what I'm saying? There's some beefs, like, they was talking about this, I think on Joe Budden podcast, shout out to the JVP boys, they was just talking about this, and they said that Ja and Irv was just like, yo, stop trying to get us to be cool with 50. Like, it's not going to happen. Yeah. Like, we not... There's just certain things.
It's certain things. My fault, God.
No, good. I'm just saying.
It's certain things, like, I guess, certain lines were crossed. But I can't even say that, because even with, like, Max B and Jim Jones, like, Max B was, like, had a record, named after, Jim Jones' son. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
His nickname, Pootie. He had a track... He was, like, going in or some shit, talking about he knows where his son lives or something like that. So, like...
Oh, that's crazy.
Those lines were crossed, too. But I don't know. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe... I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe their relationship was deeper.
Did anybody die in the whole thing? Like, without snitching? Of course, we're not going to snitch our head, but did anybody...
A lot of people blame Jim Jones or say that he wasn't... I don't know if Max B personally blames Jim Jones for not being... I guess, or not doing as much as he could have for Stack Bundles.
RP Stack, yeah, definitely. Wow.
So I don't know. There was a lot of talk about that or whatever too. But I don't know. Like, but like I said,
they say the same thing about French and Chinks. That, you know, there's a lot of people allegedly that believe French set him up.
Yeah.
That was one of the stories. I'm just reporting on what the stories are.
Yeah.
So I mean, you gotta take it like, you know. Pause how you want it, you know, feel me? Like,
right.
But yeah, what were you saying though? My fault. I just had to interject that, you know, because you said that a lot of people blame Jim, or, you know, kind of, you know, indirectly blame Jim for Stack Bundle's death. So,
yeah, because like Ja Ja, I don't know if anybody remembers her and shit, from Dipset, Ja Ja.
She
did an interview where she was talking about, she was like indiscreetly speaking and saying like how Jim Jones could have did a lot more.
Yeah.
For him. And I don't know, like, we don't know how true that is or whatever the case may be, but I'm just saying, I say that to say that maybe, you know, I don't know, maybe Max B and Jim Jones had a certain relationship outside of what we know.
Could be.
Where those lines were crossed, but they could still kind of get over that.
Yeah.
But with 50 and Ja Rule, it's like maybe the lines that were crossed, and I mean, you gotta think about it, like, 50 really kind of destroyed, like, let's just say it, like, he kind of... destroy Ja Rule's career. Like, there's nothing really that... There's no way, like... Okay, I'll put it to you this way. They could be cordial, but there's no way they could be...
Because they've been on planes together, and nothing's happened. Like, they both have said, like, I seen Ja on a plane, like, you know what I'm saying? Looked at me, I looked at him, like, just kept it moving.
Well, that's how Ja puts it. 50 puts it more I seen him, and I was looking over at him from the back, and I was making gestures.
Oh, man. What kind of gestures was 50 making? Nah, I don't want no problems. No, I'm sorry. I know 50. Yeah. Caught the fleet real quick.
Word, my fault, Fish. Shouts to 50. Yeah, shouts to Southside. Rocky, all that.
My bad. Yeah. I don't want no problems with that, man. I'm serious. I want no issues with 50 Cent.
That's 50, man. Like,
I'm a huge 50 fan. Yeah.
50, like, that's he's a different type of animal. Like, I feel like you just can't... I don't want to say that because he squashed a lot of beef with a lot of niggas. Fat Joe.
Jadakiss. Styles, P. The Lox as a whole, because... They was beefing with him because, you know, Jada was beefing with him. So, you know, that, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, and he was only beefing with them because of Ja Rule.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it was the New York record.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, y'all standing with him? All right. I'm taking y'all head off, too.
Right.
You know?
The only niggas that he couldn't reconcile with out of, like, all the niggas he beefed outside of Ja was Rick Ross.
Yeah. But are they still beefing? Like, is that real?
They didn't really beef him, but like...
But that was a different level, though. Then 50, you know, son with his baby moms, or girl's baby moms, put him on camera and all that. Like, some wildness. Like,
That was like some other shit.
Nah, you can't get... I don't know if there's any coming back from that. Like, I don't have to be killing each other, you know, or trying to kill each other.
Right.
But there's no, like, I will work with him.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But speaking of working together, Jim Jones and French Montana... Apparently, he got a record done. I didn't hear the full thing. I heard what French had played on his Instagram Live. Mm-hmm. And they was just saying 15 years they was beefing, bro. 15 years.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why I say for the culture, this is huge. You know what I'm saying? Just because, especially in New York, just because if you know, you know. You know, it wasn't no play with them. They was really beefing. They was beefing for real.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It was not, you know, none of this rap stuff. You know, they was beefing for real.
Mm-hmm.
So, shout out to Jim Jones and French Montana. You know, and speaking of French, right? speaking of French, he's beefing with Young Thug, right? Apparently, this goes back. You know, for months. Mm-hmm. But what led to the new revelation of their beef, right, is French said that he could go hit for hit for Kendrick Lamar.
Okay.
Now, I am not, let me preface this by saying, I'm not saying that French Montana is a better rapper than Kendrick Lamar.
Right.
But if we're talking about who's in the clubs more, whose records got played in the club more, French. But we talking about overall, like, you know, just lyrically better, overall production, just any other category except, who was in the club more? Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick's in my opinion, he's the number one rapper in the world, you know? I know Drake would argue with that, but we're talking about lyrically, I think Kendrick's the number one rapper in the world. That's just my personal opinion.
Okay.
Feel free to leave in the comments how y'all feel about that. Mm-hmm. But, so French, you know, came out his mouth saying, you know, he could beat Kendrick in a hit-for-hit battle, right? And then Thug said, no, you're bugging. You can't. So then French is like, I could beat you in a hip-hop battle. What's up? Like, you know what I'm saying? So Thug's like, yo, he's crazy. Like, so now they going back and forth. Allegedly, what they was beefing about before was French tried to get at Thug's fiance or something like that. Okay. You know, like months ago, whatever. Mm. Right. And now it's back at the forefront because of these comments. So... All right, we back, but, you know, we gotta have to look going. It's all right, we grown, we all right, it's all right. I know it's 3:00 in the afternoon, 3:30, you know, so what? You know, y'all was going, I didn't forget, y'all was doing brunches, okay? Y'all was getting bottomless mimosas before the quarantine hit, all right? So, and we talking about 12:00 in the afternoon, so don't start. What French was saying, I don't know if y'all caught that, but he said, man, if I was wearing a skirt, I would be the most influential rapper of this generation, too. That was a shot.
That was a shot, but that was a smart comeback.
That was a headshot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, that was, like, on site. Like, wow. You know, so... Mm-hmm. And now they've been Instagram beefing, going back and forth, this and that, third. So, I'm going to ask you straight up. I know, you know, you said you mess with French music. Mm-hmm. Not, I don't know. I don't know how you feel about Thug. So, first of all, how do you feel about Thug? And secondly, who do you think would win in a hit for hit battle? Him, Young Thug, James Don on the spot.
Yeah. Okay, personally, I would have to run with French.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just personally, just my own personal, just looking at both of them.
Mm-hmm.
And how I feel about, like, both of their music.
Yeah.
But, commercially.
Yeah.
Or, like, how everybody would view it, I'd probably say Young Thug would probably win that battle, only because, Young Thug is more relevant, I guess, I would say more with the younger generation.
I agree.
French Montana, like I just was bringing up earlier, was more like our generation. It was more like, he came out, commercially around the same time as French Montana, as Young Thug.
Yeah.
But,
poll results.
Okay.
We got the poll results right here.
Oh, yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like, I felt that way that Young Thug would win, like, in an overall.
Yeah.
But,
because we got Thug, 71% of the votes go to Young Thug, 29 go to French in a hit-for-hit battle and whoever's better out of 50 votes. So, shout out to everybody that vote. So, but yeah, out of 50 votes, mm-hmm. you know, 71% went to Young Thug. There you go.
Yeah, I mean, Young Thug, he got a style that, like a different style, unique style, even though you're going to laugh. Cause I was listening during this quarantine time a lot to Roddy Ricch.
Oh yeah, no, shout out to Roddy Ricch.
Yeah, and, you know I'm usually like I'm not really into like the newer music, but that's the only thing I was gonna say is that like when I first heard him, I was asking my girl, I'm like, yo, is that Young Thug? And she's like, oh no, that's Roddy Ricch. I'm like, oh, okay, so like I guess outside of that or whatever, like he's got his own kind of like sound.
Yeah.
So I think that kind of like does it for him. But, like I said, I would pick French Montana, like, personally.
I mean, I'm New York biased, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, I'm gonna say French, you know, just, I feel like I play more French records than I do Thug. But again, it's because I'm in New York. Now, if I was in, like, Atlanta or, you know, Houston or, you know, any one of those other places, maybe Thug gets played more than French Montana. I saw a comment that said, you know, New Yorkers are biased, obviously, for French, but French probably doesn't even get played outside of New York. That may be true.
Right.
You know, that might be true. Thug gets played in New York, and he gets played outside of New York. So, just off of the strength of that, I would say Young Thug, you know, is, I guess, a better artist overall. But personally, I'm going with French. You know, I'm rocking with New York.
I share the same sentiments.
So, let me see what else we got. All right. Well, I guess that was the last one on that. But I just want to go back to the beat battle thing. You know, is there anybody that you would want to see in a, like, besides John 50, in a, you know, hit-for-hit battle? You know, we mentioned Kendrick and French, even though that's not going to happen. They did it on 197, if you guys want to check it out. People were talking about Kanye versus Pharrell. I was actually going to do that, but I put the songs together, and they didn't really mesh as well as I thought they would, you know, the styles. Because Kanye is more of a soulful 808s type of style, and Pharrell has more of that electric, psychedelic, upbeat, even you know, type of style. So it didn't really mesh well. But who do you, if there's anybody that you want to see go at it, you know, fisticuffs in a battle, who do you think would it be?
G-Unit, Dipset.
Who do you think is winning that though? I might have to do that.
I just made me biased. I know, and that's fucked up too, right? Because I'm from Southside.
I
just always
Southside didn't watch Power.
My mom said I was supposed to be like a Harlem kid. No, we were supposed to
be in Harlem.
Like, well, yeah, I was supposed to grow up in Harlem. I
mean, that didn't happen.
Shouts to Queens. Queens all day, man.
Shout out to Queens, man. Shout out to Queens. You watched For Life yet? Nah, you ain't watched. Of course you did. Yo, 50. You see this guy? Yo, Fifth. I watched For Life. I watched Power. I liked all of it. For Life is a really good show. If you guys haven't saw For Life, it's a really good show. I don't think it's must-see. I think it's like, if you have some free time, let me throw on For Life. I think it's one of those shows. It's okay. Not like Power every week. Everybody's talking, yo, did you see what Tasha did? Like, I can't stand that thought. Like, you know what I mean? It wasn't like that. Or Thatcha. Shout out to Thatcha. But you don't know what that, right? Because, like, yeah, anyway. No, don't worry about it. So, yeah, 50 and G-Unit versus Dipset would be crazy.
Crazy.
It'd be crazy. I got G-Unit winning that, though. You know, he got Dipset. I got G-Unit winning that. I might have to do that.
I got G-Unit winning it. I'm just saying, like, as far as, like, personally, like, just... But, yeah, again, that's one of those things, like, commercially or... I don't know. I see commercial. Like, the general mass, G-Unit would probably, win that.
I mean, it's interesting. It's definitely interesting. Let me see. G-Unit and Dipset. That's a good one. I want to see Timbo and Pharrell go at it. In a producers battle. I want to see Timbo and Pharrell go at it. I want to see somebody just posted. I thought that was Usher for a second, but it's Teddy Riley and Babyface. I guess I can address my fault for shaking the camera. I guess I can address how I felt about Teddy Riley and Babyface. Right. Mm-hmm. It's great. For old school fans and people that love that type of music, that's wonderful. I'm not checking for an R&B soul battle between Teddy Riley and Babyface. Both legends. Oh, here comes the... Oh, wait, it's not on YouTube, so I was about to say here comes the dislikes. But here comes the anger emojis. That's what they're going to do. They're going to do the anger emojis. I think it was great, but everybody was... It crashed. It did over 500,000 and the app crashed. Instagram Live crashed because of so many people watching Teddy Riley and Babyface. That's incredible. Yeah. That's incredible. Great for them. Mm-hmm. I am not checking for Teddy Riley versus Babyface in a battle.
Okay.
You know, I want to hear more hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? And if it's R&B, like, I enjoyed the Neo Jonta Austin battle. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of people don't know who Jonta Austin is, or they didn't know before the battle, but after the battle, they was like, yo, he did all of these Mary J. Blige records. Oh, he did all of these Chris Brown records. You know what I'm saying? So,
that's fire,
Aaliyah records, you know what I'm saying? So, a lot of people didn't know who Jonta Austin is. Shout out to Jonta Austin. I like battles like that, but... some people are going to be like, all right, so what's the difference between Teddy Riley and Babyface? Maybe because it was my era. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know they did a lot of records, you know, in the late 90s and even early 2000s, even today. I think Teddy has new records out. You know what I'm saying? Again, I appreciate it. Wasn't really my thing to really be like, oh, I can't wait. But when RZA and DJ Premier was going, I was like, yo, I gotta see it. You know, speaking of which, it's on the screen right now. So
right now,
wow. Yeah. So I gotta delete this picture of Megan Thee Stallion. one last thing, right, before we get out of here, unless you got something else to add for the people them. I miss my coworker, shout out to y'all. Virtual dating, right? Mm-hmm. It's been a lot going on ever since we've been in quarantine, with people creating different ways to interact with people. I know Zoom is huge, even though I know they got their issues going or whatever. I guess there was some privacy issues with Zoom. They've corrected that since. Mm-hmm. So virtual dating. Have you heard about how they're doing these virtual dates now?
Excuse me. I was listening to Breakfast Club yesterday. Funny enough. Pardon me, you brought that up.
Mm-hmm.
And Angela Yee was talking about it. She was saying, she was just saying it's a good way to, like, to, you know, keep that spark going or whatever, or, like, if you're single.
Yeah.
Or whatever. So I heard about it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, basically, for those that don't know, right, it's... So if you wanted to take out a woman or ask a woman out, right? Mm-hmm. Obviously you can't now because we're quarantined.
Right.
You know, this is for my single people and, you know, open relationship people and, you know, people like that.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
We're not talking about the ones that's in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, for my single people. Oh man. It's my birthday weekend. Give me a break here.
Shouts.
Appreciate it. Oh, yeah.
So, for my single people, right? Basically, it's you getting on FaceTime, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever app you choose to use. But FaceTime is generally the, you know, the app that people would be using doing this. Sorry, my Android users. I know you guys got Skype. I understand. And so... haven't heard that in a while. So basically, you get on FaceTime, you guys order food, mm-hmm. right? Or you guys eat the same thing, or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, the guy, right, would, if he's asking the woman out, right, would order her food, right? Like, you know, we have various apps now that you can order food for somebody and not even be there. So mm-hmm. you could order them food, you know, through Uber Eats or DoorDash or, you know, Postmates or one of these apps, right? Mm-hmm. You guys would eat together on FaceTime, right? You know, obviously be talking. And you guys pick a movie to watch together, maybe share a nice glass of wine, you drink some wine, she drinks some wine, you know.
Right.
And that's how, like, basically you'd be on a date or, you know, on, like, doing a date night or whatever,
mm-hmm.
Just from the comfort of your own home, and you guys are just using a screen to communicate.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a horrible idea. I think it's creative, actually.
That's cool.
I can't ask Dawn certain questions, you know, with, when we're at our other location. But if you were single, would you indulge in this type of activity?
If I don't know, that Uber East thing sounds kind of crazy. Like, so I gotta have money to basically, like, I don't know, like, how I would feel about that, because I don't want to be tacky and, like, order you food, and I'm, like, popping my shit in the microwave from, like, last night.
I don't think you have to order Uber Eats. I think, like, most people, that's just how they're doing it. Like, they want to make it feel like a date as much as possible, so they want to buy that person food. You know?
I got what you, with the concept,
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's smooth, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and what's going on right now, or whatever. My whole thing, I guess, is, like, what's the end result of that? Like,
I mean, hopefully after it's over, you know, y'all meet up, and you know what I'm saying? Like,
well, I'm saying hopefully, right?
Because yeah. It could be a disaster, you know, but a regular date could be a disaster.
Right. Well, yeah, that's true. But see, the thing with the regular date is, like, you kind of, like, could get a feel from it. Oh, damn, they're doing 50-inch job right here.
Yeah, on Honey7.com, if you guys want to check that out on the YouTube page, they're doing 50 Cent versus Ja Rule. I'm actually very interested in this, but we're gonna finish up here for you guys, and then we'll probably watch this. We might give a take on this next time we're on the podcast. So.
Facts. Yeah. My whole thing, I guess, like with a regular date, is like you would take the person out, and I guess you would kind of get a feel from there, like where shit is going. Like where here, it's like you might, like you mentioned, you get a girl something from Uber, and now she's like, oh, okay, this guy's cool, but he got money, like, I mean, she start, like, doing that, and you're thinking, like, okay, cool, this shit is going good.
Yeah.
And then when, like, finally, you know, like, quarantine is kind of over, or y'all ready to meet up.
Yeah.
She goes ghosting.
She not with it?
You know, clearly gotta use your own discretion, and, like, you know, you gotta have some smarts to it, but I don't know.
I mean, you might have to toss that to the game, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, because like I said, even if you with a chick out in public, you know, and, you know, you splurge on her, you know what I'm saying? Now, all right, she might look at you as a trick, you know, so.
That's true.
It's part of the game, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately. But, I mean, I think it's a good idea.
I think, yeah, in hindsight, yeah.
Definitely, especially in the situations that we're in, you know. So, I was considering it, but, you know. Anyway, anyway, let us know how y'all feel about it in the comments. This will be available. You guys missed it live, so, obviously, you guys are watching it now. We're probably, you know, going to promote it more when we're going to actually do it. Me and Donnie was just like, yo, mm-hmm. let's just go live. Let's just record it as we go and see what happens. So mm-hmm. We are hopeful that we'll be able to do more of these live. Let us know in the comments how you feel about certain situations, about what we said about the beat battles. I'm just trying to see if we missed anything over these last couple of weeks that we've been gone. Doesn't look like it. So hit
James Dawn up at James Dawn 007 underscore Skyfall. Mm-hmm. yes, I have that remembered.
Yeah, he's
better than me. So good. Hit me up at Mike underscore EQ on Instagram. On Twitter, it's at DJ Mike EQ. You know, you guys are watching it on Facebook, so you guys already have me on Facebook. At James Dawn also, you know. You know what I'm saying? are you? You from Rochdale. You know, I know what they say. That's all the time we have for today. Make sure y'all watch my podcast with King V. That's going to be on the Jeff Meacham Network. It's for the wrestling fans. So if you're into pro wrestling, the only sporting event that's still being recorded now because everything else is on pause. Mm-hmm. We got a podcast called Go for the Pin with King V on the Jeff Meacham network. So shout out to King V, shout out to Jeff Meacham, and yes, we'll see y'all next time. Make sure y'all subscribe to the Extra Quality ENT page on Instagram. It's a platform that I created to try to give some light to new artists and to just news that's going on in the hip hop community, and you know, just trying to entertain people, man, during this time period. Let us know how you feel. Thanks for watching. Make sure y'all check out Fire or Water, which you will see right now. See y'all later.
Peace.